Bismillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one who has no beginning and no ending, the one whom exists without a place, and the one that cannot be imagined by the minds. He has no image or form, and the one who has knowledge of all things and power over everything. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved and master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to grant us and you sincerity. Today we will talk about the meaning of the ayah in Al-Quran, in Surah Al-Hadid, ayah 4. Allah Ta'ala said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. This part of the ayah refers to the fact that Allah has knowledge of us whenever we may be. This word, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ, this ma'iyyah, does not refer to a literal sense or a physical sense. It does not mean Allah is literally with us wherever we go, or physically with us wherever we go, because that contradicts the basis of the Islamic creed. Rather, it means Allah has knowledge of us wherever we may be. Therefore, it's not valid nor acceptable to say that Allah is literally everywhere, or Allah is everywhere. Some people, they say Allah is everywhere. This contradicts with the religion. Rather, what we say is Allah Ta'ala's knowledge encompasses everything. So Allah Ta'ala knows about us everywhere. Wherever we are, Allah knows about us. That's what we should say. And that's what most majority of Muslims believe. But some people who have ignorance, they deluded that Allah Ta'ala, wa'iyadhu billah, is literally in every place or everywhere. And in fact, some people, they also attributed to Allah a place, saying that He is residing in the skies, as the angels are residing in the skies. And this contradicts the ayah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And Allah Ta'ala exists without a place. He is not contained in any of the directions. As Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, who is among the Salaf, he said, the six directions do not contain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this ayah is called mutashabih ayah, that has more than one meaning. It cannot be taken literally. It has to be taken as in accordance to muhkam ayat, the ayat that are very clear, such as laysa kamithlihi shay, such as وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. So for example, this ayah, it was interpreted وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. The ma'iyyah here, ma'akum, was interpreted as with knowledge. His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, encompasses everything, or he has knowledge of us wherever we may be. And this tafsir was stated by Sufyan al-Thawri, and by Imam al-Shafi'i, and by Imam Ahmad, and by Imam Malik, and others. Because it is against the creed of Ahlul Sunnah and blasphemous kufr belief to believe that Allah is physically with us wherever we may be. So it is kufr to take this ayah literally and say God is with us physically wherever we are. This contradicts the basic Islamic creed. And Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, in another ayah, in Surah At-Talaq, ayah 12, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. This ayah means, the knowledge of Allah includes everything. The knowledge of Allah includes everything. So this ayah makes tafsir, interprets the other ayah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith, you are not calling upon the one who does not hear or know. In fact, you are calling upon the Lord who hears and knows all. Related by Al-Bukhari. This hadith is sahih. It indicates that Allah Ta'ala's knowledge encompasses everything. Allah hears everything, He sees everything, He is existing, He exists unlike we hear and see, and unlike our existence. Allah Ta'ala is different from the creations. He is not like the creations in any way. He does not resemble any of the creations. And so the verses in Al-Quran that have more than one meaning, that are mutashabih, cannot be taken literally as some people claim. For example, Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. This ayah does not mean every single thing will be destroyed, every single thing will be demolished, except the physical or the literal face of Allah. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. This does not mean that. Rather, it means, as Imam al-Bukhari himself made tafsir and ta'wil, he literally made ta'wil to this ayah, and he said the wajh here refers to the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the mulk of Allah. He said illa wajha means illa mulkahu, and this tafsir or this ta'wil is a proof that even some of the salaf, they made ta'wil, but most of them, they did not make ta'wil. They said the ayah, we believe in it without kayf, bila kayf, without the manners of being. They rejected the kayfiyyah. They did not say we don't know how, rather they said without a kayfiyyah, bila kayf, which means Allah Ta'ala is attributed with these attributes in Al-Quran, but we do not specify a specific meaning to them. But some Salafi scholars, they actually did give ta'wil, like the example we just gave about Imam al-Bukhari. He made ta'wil to al-wajh with al-mulk. And also did Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he made some ta'wil as well about the ayah, about the maji' وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. He said this ayah means that an indication, a trace from the power of Allah Ta'ala came, not literally taken. So this is another example that some of the Salaf, they made the explicit ta'wil. But the Khalaf, they were known to make explicit ta'wil to make it easier for people to understand the true belief and the true aqidah. For example, Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa. This ayah cannot be taken literally either. Cannot be taken as Allah established himself on the throne, or Allah sat on the throne, or Allah rested on the throne. This is all opposing the religious aqidah, the beliefs of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. So if you read in a book of so-called translation of Al-Quran, like some of the translations of Yusuf Ali or Piktal or whoever, if they said in these books that Allah sits on the throne or rests on the throne or settles on the throne, then that is not acceptable, and it is rejected because Allah Ta'ala is clear from resembling the creations in any manner. And if the aboveness is attributed to Allah Ta'ala, al-fawqiyya, it is not taken literally either. Doesn't mean Allah Ta'ala is literally above the creations or above the throne. Rather, it is aboveness of status. And this belief is taken from the scholars. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, for example, in the explanation of the book of Al-Bukhari, in chapter on Al-Jihad, Al-Hafiz, Khatimatul Huffaz, Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani al-Ash'ari, he said about Al-Fawqiyya, the fact that the two directions, above and below, are impossible to be attributes of Allah, does not necessitate that Allah would not be attributed with aboveness of status, that is. Because attributing aboveness to Allah is a matter of status, and the impossibility lies in it being physical. So this is a clear confirmation from the Amir al-Mu'mineen in al-Hadith, if you may call him, and in the Khatimatul Huffaz, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, that when the aboveness is attributed to Allah, it's not literal. It doesn't mean Allah is very high. Rather, it means his aboveness is in status. Allah Ta'ala is in status above all the creations. Yani that means He is higher in status than all of the creations. It doesn't mean Allah Ta'ala is in a high place. And this is in compliance with the creed of Muslims, of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah all over the world. And we have received a fatwa as well from the Azhar of Egypt. The fatwa number is 4307. It says, what means among the beliefs of Ahlus Sunnah, of the Muslims, is among what is confirmed to be among the beliefs of all the Muslims, is that Allah Ta'ala is not contained in a place, and that time is not applied on Allah, because time and place are created. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala encompasses everything with His knowledge. And Allah Ta'ala is the creator of everything, and that He encompasses the creations with His knowledge. And then they said, this is the aqidah of the Ash'aris, of the Asha'ira, which is the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah and all the Muslims, whom are defenders of the creed of the Prophet and the companions. And they said also in that fatwa that the Ash'aris, they are the ones that defeated the deviant sects, and they adhered to the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout history. And the one who considers them as kafir or hypocrite, then one would be concerned about that person's belief and background. Meaning that the creed of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that Allah Ta'ala exists without a beginning and without a place, without a being in a boundary or in directions, and that time does not lapse on Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and that Allah Ta'ala's knowledge encompasses everything, as to the creed of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. So the ayah Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, it befits Allah Ta'ala. This istiwa is in a way that befits Allah, but is not sitting on the throne or a place or an image or physics. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, Allah said about Himself that He is attributed with istiwa, which befits Him. It is invalid to say how, and how does not apply to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the how is the manners of beings, the description of the creations, and that does not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word istawa in Arabic, it has 15 different meanings. So we cannot take any meaning, we take the meaning that befits Allah ta'ala. Al-Qushayri, he explained the meaning of istawa in this ayah as to preserve, subdue, and maintain. Qahara, wastawla, wa'abqa. But this is his ta'weel, which is acceptable because it complies with the Quran and it complies with the Arabic language. Because Allah Ta'ala attributed Himself with being Al-Qahir or Al-Qahar. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 48, which means, and the slaves will be resurrected to face the judgment of Allah, the One, the Subduer. Allah named Himself Al-Qahar. So it is valid to have that ta'wil, and it is valid to say as Imam Malik said, and as Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, Istawa kama akhbar, la kama yakhturu lil bashar. Allah Ta'ala is attributed with the attribute of Al-Istiwa as He mentioned. It is unlike what people imagine, however. It is not what one would delude. And Imam Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allah created the throne, the Arsh, as an indication of His power, and not to take it as a place for Himself. This saying of Imam Ali explains that Allah Ta'ala is clear from imaginations of some people that claim that Allah is sitting on the throne, or that Allah Ta'ala has a place or the like. This saying was related by Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi, which is one of the great scholars of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. In brief, the Ma'iyya of Allah Ta'ala talks about knowledge, that Allah Ta'ala encompasses with His knowledge everything. And the istiwa refers to the power of Allah Ta'ala and the qahr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and not a place or a sitting or resting or the like. Allah is clear from being in any of the directions or the six directions, as Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said, and Allah exists without a place, as Imam Abu Hanifa said. This is the belief of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on it, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us and to keep us on the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. Ameen. And Allah knows best. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.